There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This medicine's got...
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
What? Statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're heading into the weekend with another good friend. Hasn't been on in a while. I miss him. But his name, you remember him, Chris Farr. He's not a doc, he's better. Nutritional historian and an inspiration, bringing us a lot of information over the years on whole food nutrition, selenium, chromium, silica, and beyond. And we included a lot of information in Unlock the Power to Heal, thanks to him. And he's with us now. Chris, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's great to talk with you again. Been too long. Been so busy. Things are blowing up everywhere. But yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, I know. We covered a story. You messaged me earlier in the week. I was like, we were on it. Super Don and I were on it immediately. This doctor claiming reasons why cancer is increasing. And it was so ludicrous. And we just had a field day with it, as you did in reference when we did off the air. But of course, our goal and role in preventing cancer, much less reversing it through nutrition, is something I think people, for the most part, would say, well, I'd like to do that, but is it really possible?
Yes. Well, I got excited when I saw three reasons that cancer's increasing. I thought, oh, they discovered selenium, silicon, and chromium. But no, they didn't mention any of those three, so.
Yeah, it's funny, but it was an easy one to pick apart, of course. But I thought I'd bring you on today specifically. I reached out to you because there's a Richard who listens to the show, and he sent in a question. Very specific on the use of silicon or silica as a dietary supplement. And, you know, we like whole food supplementation, and there are many forms of liquid silica supplements out there, and I think there's still a lot of confusion about it. And on the, the form and the brand we use is Alta, A-L-T-A, Alta Health Products, a small family business out of Idaho. We get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. But the question is about 1,500 milligrams of vegetal silica. Is that four times a day? 6,000 milligrams a day for 4 weeks, loading phase, then 50% for how many weeks? I'm trying to heal osteoarthritis, and I can't handle more than 750 milligrams a day of MSM, so I want to try silica. Please advise. So milligram content versus what's really there in silica in the Alta Health products, there's still a lot of confusion.
Yeah, see, I run into this actually all the time with whole food nutrition because people don't understand, you know, real nutrition. I like the way you put it, Robert, that we like whole food. Well, you know what? Your body likes whole food nutrients too. That there is a difference, and your body knows the difference between whole food nutrients and all the rest that, as I put it, just pass for nutrients. You know, it's like that, like the MSM the man's been doing. Well, that just passes for nutrition. That's really not nutrition. It's a chemical synthesized substance, and it's actually a cover-up for silicon deficiency. There is nothing that MSM does that silicon doesn't do better, because the underlying root of any issue that MSM has modest effect in some people sometimes is always a silicon deficiency. So, and then the whole food form makes all the difference in the world. So when people look at with other nutrients, they say, oh, well, this says there's 500 milligrams of chromium. No, it says 500 milligrams of the food substance. And if you read the next column it says containing 100 micrograms. So you know, people don't know how to read all the details and intricacies, which are the reason whole food nutrition is superior to everything else that passes itself off as nutrition. So when that 500 milligram tablet that you know, people are talking about, you know, when I tell them a loading dose of 12 a day by taking 3 tablets morning, noon, evening, and bedtime, so that's 12 total. Well, they do the simple math in their head and they go, wow, you're saying 6,000 milligrams of silica. Well, no, because they're actually, it's one of the only whole food items that I know of that actually doesn't list a specific amount of silicon because they can't. Because the silica content of each tablet is about 25 milligrams, but it could be down around 20, it could be a little more, because what that 500 milligram tablet is after the aqueous colloidal processing, a special proprietary process of horsetail grass, it's actually a 5-to-1 concentrate of silicon in a bioavailable form. The processing is done to eliminate 2 items in the horsetail grass, small quartz crystals and thiaminase, an enzyme that breaks down thiamin, which is vitamin B1. So if people thought through, again, all the details, they would realize all the people running around selling horsetail grass as herbal calcium or horsetail grass for silica, well, if you take quantity amounts as so often as needed today because of more than 100 years of gross depletion of silicon from the marketplace, well, you're going to have problems with breaking down thiamin, vitamin B1, which is essential for muscle function, for nerve function, and for other functions that are vital in the body. So that's why Alta, who broke the marketplace and established the marketplace more than 40 years ago when Dr. Richard Barmakian, working with Dr. Louis Cabran in France and other Europeans who had been looking at silicon since way back in the 50s, they realized we have to do this in order to get what we want, the effective silicon, in a quantity without it being harmful. So it's not actually 6,000 milligrams of silica. When you take 12 a day, you're getting in the neighborhood of 100 milligrams. But you can't do that effectively unless you use the aqueous colloidal processed horsetail grass 5-to-1 extract. Put all that on a label. You know, people wouldn't even buy it. They'd get tired of reading. So they just read, well, it's the alpha silica. It's a 500 milligram tablet. This guy said I should take 12 a day. That's a lot of silica. Well, yes, but it's not 6,000. It's about 150 to 300.
Well, Chris, this
and
is
that's
this,
a whole bunch.
Yeah, it is. But this is, again, a lot of the misunderstandings of whole food nutrients or nutrition compared to synthesized multi-megavitamin stuff. You know, even the vitamin C scenario where they say take 1 gram, 10 grams, 50 grams, or 50,000 milligrams. And we look at the whole food form of, for instance, C, which is inconsequential relative to those numbers, but can be a benefit. But we've also talked about the fact that selenium can do everything that they claim C does at microgram dosages. And I don't want to digress into selenium, not that we could ever, but I really wanted what your explanation is, which is fantastic. And, of course, the company really made that breakthrough, as you said, about 40 years ago, yet they're not the sexiest, latest, greatest breakthrough with the labels and everything that people go, oh, yeah, let's jump on that. This is old school, you know, the stuff that actually works. And I want to remind folks, my own mother, who's now 81, she goes out dancing as almost often as she can. Some years back, she had said to me, her doctor had told her, she didn't really have a doctor, but she went for some checkup, and they said, oh, osteopenia, the beginning stages of osteoporosis. And I said, Mom, you need to get back on the silicone like you were taking. And I had her do that loading phase. She's not one that loves to take lots of tablets. But within a month when she went back for the screening, I mean, this was fast, the bone density scan showed complete remediation. She no longer had what the doctor said she had, and they wanted to put her on drugs. So great example of at, you know, some of those tender ages of our elder years, how this whole food nutrition at microgram dosages, although it's listed in milligrams, as you said, is profound in its ability to repair the skeletal system.
Yes, and again, it's a matter of hardcore getting down in the dirt, getting dirty, foundational science that very few ever get into. You know, Dr. Bermakian, who launched this with Kervon, some people said, actually a lot of people said he was paranoid. Well, he was concerned about the FDA and the IRS and the interruptions. But I tell people, well, if they really are out to get you, it's not paranoia. So he opened up to me, but that's because I spent a whole time gaining his trust. And, you know, he's, you know, since passed on. His widow often tells me how thankful she is that I took that time, because he didn't have friends, because he didn't trust people. And I didn't make these things up. I learned from the man who did the hardcore science. So I try to give him credit. So some, they'll come up with something, she'll say, how'd you figure that out? I said, from Richard.
Yeah.
She goes, oh my God, if you hadn't taken that time, these things would have been lost when he passed on.
Well, so your story there, Chris, is so amazing, because it reminds me of so many, even my own history of learning homeopathy from my mentor, and how difficult it was, because some of these geniuses have, you know, they don't have a lot of friends, they don't outreach, sometimes they alienate people, whether it's on purpose or not, that's debatable. Even Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez with his mentor, Dr. Kelly, said no one wanted to be around the guy, but he saw something so valuable and important that needed to be continued, and that's kind of what I hear in this story.
Well, and Dr. Bermakian also was a homeopath first and a naturopathic doctor second. And he had his mentor that I never got to know that man, that he spent a lot of time with his homeopath. You know, so I got next to Dr. Bermakian, and who was a homeopath. So that's the reason I know what I know about Tangesh and about silica, is because I learned from the man who discovered how it works and how to make it work. So yeah, that 12 a day is a loading dose to do for 3 weeks. And you can do it three times a day by taking three times a day. But you know, it's like when you go to the hospital, they don't put an IV in there for an hour or two and fast flood the bloodstream to hydrate. They put a constant drip.
Right.
Because you'll get more benefit by a little bit often than you will from a lot
all at once. Yeah, stand by, Chris. We got to take a break. We're going to come back in and talk more about the protocol, why we set this, and why Chris has seen, and I've seen, such tremendous recoveries, not only for skeletal issues, but many other things. We'll fit as much as we can into the next segment. So stick around. The place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and whole food nutrition, right here with Chris Barr today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Chris Barr, nutritional historian, good friend of mine and the program here. Appreciate him so very much. Talking silicon, answering questions, and getting to the heart of why this form of silica is the one we utilize, the Alta Health products. You can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. So we're talking three tablets four times a day. The idea is spreading it out, utilization over time, instead of blasting it and maybe getting some benefit, but some of it not being utilized.
Yes, exactly. So that's why I've come up with the morning, noon, evening, bedtime, because that's not outrageous. I mean, people get up in the morning and take it. You know, they eat during the day, you know, take some more. You know, they come home at night and they eat something, we'll have some more, and then when you go to bed, do it again. It's not outrageous to do such a thing like that. It actually should be natural. And you're going to get a better response by spreading it out rather than, I mean, if it's 12 in the morning, you're not going to get the benefit of 12. Your body's not going to metabolize that much, that as effectively as if it was in small doses.
Yeah, and why, Chris, the liquid forms that you see, silica liquids out on the market, not as efficient in delivering quantity, and also you don't want to take too much of that form?
Well, first of all, most of them are ionic, which means they're isolates. They're not a food form. You know, every once in a while you get somebody who goes to the trouble to take a food form and extract it, and that's better than the vast majority of the other ones that are ionic or isolated, but they're breaking the whole food chemical bonds when they do so. So you have a better form of a nutrient, but you don't have the accessory factors that the creator put there for a reason. Even if someone had a liquid form that had an extract, that's going to be better than most of the other ones that don't, but it still isn't going to compare to the whole food tablet. You know, people think, well, if it's liquid, you'll get it in the system faster. Well, technically, it's true the liquid gets in faster than the non-liquid form, but you're getting a less efficient or effective form in faster. Getting it in faster isn't the whole or even the best part of the solution.
Hmm.
In fact, in the case of ultrasilicate, it actually is a liquid. That's how they make it. And then they dehydrate it to concentrate it and make it convenient. And then many of the silica, actually most of them, are either liquid crystal, and crystals are great for healing energy, but they're not for nutrition. And so many of the even tablets and capsules and liquids are simply liquefied crystals, or they're liquefied sand. People don't realize sand is primarily silicon. Well, I wouldn't suggest getting a bowl of sand and having
it
for breakfast.
Yeah.
Or not, dinner or lunch.
Yeah, not so functional in the body. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, Chris.
They're simply inefficient forms of silicon.
Right.
And then the ones that are using horsetail grass, that, well, there are a couple factors in there that are not your friend in any kind of quantity or long-term usage.
So let's remind everybody the reasons. Most people can benefit from a skeletal perspective, but the entire connective tissue matrix of the body depends on silica, including the vascular system, the nervous system. There's not one area that you can't say, we need this form of silica.
Yes, absolutely. Cardiovascular, brain, primary reason for Alzheimer's is a gross silicon deficiency for the neural pathways and the myelin sheath with the silicon content. You know, that's the reason for aluminum tangling is because silicon isn't there to keep the aluminum in check. Yeah, it's hard to find an area of the body where silicon is not important.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had my mother on a month at the high dose, as we call it, the loading phase, but you say 3 weeks is normally sufficient. I agree. Sometimes I've seen some cases where it gets me a little nervous even say a month. I know some people devastated by these deficiencies, but even at 3 weeks, at that point, they can cut back to what, three quarters of the amount or a half the amount? What would you do next?
Well, I have them go from three, four times a day after 3 weeks to two, four times a day for 2 weeks, and then a maintenance amount of one, four times a day. And at that point, at such a low level, they could take two twice a day, although you'd still get a little more if you take one four times a day.
Right.
So once you get to a smaller amount, it's not so much of a big deal to spread it out four times. But yeah, I've heard those osteopenia stories many times. Yeah, it's very effective. But I also have some that take 12 a day all the time.
Right, right. That's why I want to say
the
safety of long-term utilization if you need it. I don't have a problem with it because of the form that it is. And, Chris, you've explained it so well, and we're out of time, unfortunately. Those of you who want to learn more, notadoc.org is the website. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, Chris, not so long between visits next time, okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you, Robert.
All right, Chris. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Liam's joining us now. Liam Sheff. I was just talking with Chris Barr about silica and rebuilding connective tissue. And on the break before I brought you in, he was mentioning about he's got lots of lumberjacks out where he is in Missouri, and he said they're taking the silica 3-4 times a day, and they're able to get more work done, so they're very happy, very happy. They're dealing with a lot of extenuating violence to their body, but the silica, that trace mineral, is helping them out.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lava tree, on Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
Oh, yes. Who knew that food could actually do good things for you? and that supplementation as food was the way to go.
Well, yeah, you need silica in a food form. I mean, oats have a lot of silica, but some people will say oats have some phytic acid. I say you just cook it. That tends to render it all right. There's horsetail. A wild herb.
Yes, and that was the concentration form, and that's why we like the Alta. He was talking about the crystalline quartz thing, which is not really bioavailable, that the liquids often have, and this thiamidinase, if you can call it that, the B1, the breakdown. There's some problems with high dosing, but again, the form I've been using for years and that reversed the osteopenia in my mother in a month was this food-grown concentration of the horsetail extract. So very, very interesting. But I love talking food, especially when we know food is medicine and the skeptics can't handle that concept.
I chop down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders, and a bra. I thought, that song's about Bruce Jenner.
I remember. Oh, my gosh. Great, great.
That's the new Olympic song. Bruce is going to come in.
I didn't know that. The lumberjack events.
Yeah. No, the Bruce Jenner event.
Oh, it's the Bruce Jenner events. That's right.
He likes to wear women's clothing and hang around in bars. That's all.
That was all about him. Who knew back then? They were so prescient.
Oh, I didn't know. Now you look at Bruce and you think, wow, what an athlete. And he was a good-looking guy. But I guess he wants to be a good-looking girl. But he's not a girl. He's a guy girl. Speaking of guy girls.
Yes.
Speaking of guys who'll, eat anything. Anyway.
Yes. Well, you're going to the Travel Channel. I've mentioned this guy. I know you want to talk about him.
I want to say this, that I've had to open up my diet. I've had to open up my diet a little bit because I'm dealing with some gum issues, and I haven't been to a dentist in 20 years. I don't have any cavities, but my gums are receding more than I want them to. Some of them are problematic. I also grind my teeth. So I tried eating some things that I wouldn't usually really want to eat.
So would you call these things bizarre foods with Liam Sheff?
To me, they're not that bizarre, but I don't like eating inbred animals. I don't like chickens, and I had to have some chicken bone something, and I just don't like it. If I'm going to eat an animal, I want to eat something that's got some wilderness in it, not an inbred cow.
Well, that's Dr. Frank King's point, when he goes to these so-called heirloom varieties of animals that have been around unchanged, if you will, by all this human hybrid kind of stuff. And going back to genetic roots, so to speak, or heritage is an interesting concept in an era where we don't even know how much our foods have been manipulated over the past 100 years.
No. All right. So there's a guy called Andrew Zimmern. He's a nice Jewish boy, and he has a show called Bizarre Foods, and he's very nice. He knows he's not there. He's funny, and he knows he's funny, a little funny looking. He shaves his head, and his ears stick out, and he's fat. Okay,
he's a likable fellow, though, I have to say. His personality is engaging, but the things I've watched him eat, I'm like, wow.
Okay, so I like him because he does the same thing I do when I go to countries. I always go to the market first. I don't mean the supermarket. I mean the open markets. The street markets where people, I always like to see what people eat in a new place. It's just what I've always done. As soon as I could travel on my own, it was instinctive. I thought I was being as strange as you could be. I'm like, do you want to go see the tourist? Do you want to go see the statue? No, I want to go to the market. I want to see what people grow. I want to see what they sell, that they grow in the fields and even the animals that they eat. When I went to China, I was just like, well, what do you eat? How do you eat it? And you see the big hanging, long intestines of large, large animals running, and there's a kind of shocking beauty to it. And then there's the live fish that they kill right in front of you and the bags of living frogs and all that kind of stuff.
And these are the things they've been doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Oh, yeah. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
Not hundreds. And as foragers, most of these smaller animals would have been eaten, for many hundreds of thousands of years or several hundred thousand years. So I like that he does that. What I don't like about him. Now, have you seen the show?
Well, I have. I've talked about it on the air before because one of my favorite scenes is, as he eats eyeballs and gonads and of these animals, which I'm not real thrilled about, but then he goes to Thailand and eats my favorite fruit in the world called durian. And he can eat and stomach the most god-awful things from our American Western perspective. yet he goes and eats this fruit and throws it up immediately. The one fruit I like on the show, he just can't handle. But
no, he doesn't like sulfuric fruit. And yeah. Durian is full of sulfur.
Yes.
The reason it stinks is because it's like an onion. It's a sweet onion, which, I mean, a really sugary onion, which isn't really what you think of when you eat fruit. And I like him because he has respect for local cultures. He went to Thailand, and he went into the backyard with these people who had been very poor and lived in the in the upland where it was a little drier. And they caught lizards in the backyard, and they caught ant larvae. And they had vegetables, and, you know, it was a meal that I would have had a bite of.
Okay.
It's low. I tell people all the time, low on the food chain. You have a much better chance of getting the food. It's going to be less dangerous. You don't have to work so hard. And I guarantee that's the majority of what people have eaten since there have been people, low on the food chain. A lot of insects, a lot of grubs, a lot of little things, lizards, fish, and a lot of plants, a lot of roots. You know, roots are great because they're full of calories. You cook them and you can digest them. And they don't run away.
Yeah, root vegetables, good stuff. But yeah, but it's an engaging show because he's a likable fellow. Yet again, to watch.
Okay, here's why I don't like him. Why don't you like him?
Well, because of the durian thing. No, I think we probably share a similar viewpoint. The way he, the life of an animal is meaningless to him. And it's just, it's a little hard to watch. And again, I have a little bit of respect for life. I'm not a vegetarian. I haven't claimed to be, although I've been there and been through that. So philosophically, I see, you know, a legitimacy to consuming things that are for survival. But the way he goes about it is a little disheartening.
He has
to me.
No respect for living things.
Yeah.
None. He loves the taste of food, the feel of food, but it's like the animal is not alive. It doesn't have any feeling. It's not sentient. It's not aware. I've watched them just rip apart animals. They'll take these langoustines, these sort of beautiful, strange, translucent, super long shrimp or, you know, a certain kind of clear lobster. Anyway, they're fascinating. They catch them in the boat, the thing's wriggling. They rip off the shell, the thing's wriggling, and he'll put the ripped off the shell tail in his mouth while it's still attached to the animal's body.
No, I know. I'm a sensitive guy. It just kind of hurts a little bit.
That's not right.
Yeah.
You have no respect for this thing. You don't even thank it for its life. You don't knock it. You're supposed to knock it on the head, you know, cut off the tail, you know, and they don't. And it's amazing. And I'm impressed with how much tolerance. No, he has a great love of other cultures' food, and not just the disgusting stuff. He loves other cultures' food.
Sure.
But no respect for the pain. Like, this thing's, you're taking its ability to live now. So knock it on the head, knock it out. And have some respect. I'd love to meet him because I would love to say, could you just, I really like you. You're nice to people, but could you have a little, you know, could you not like bite out the living heart of something? Could you just knock it on the head?
No, if you've never seen it, what Liam's describing is actually there. It's kind of a schism in his personality. An interesting guy, Gany. When I would travel around the country, more impressive to me than any like tourist thing to see that they say everybody must see this. I was more interested in hanging out with the people and learning about their culture. I was drawn to that. I wanted to go into their home and hang out and learn from them, or as you say, go to the market. That to me was more intriguing than going to a monument. But at a certain point, you know, if you're sensitive to these things in life itself. You know, and I think that's why a lot of people who are vegetarians for philosophical reasons, they are so sensitive, such sensitive hearts that they can't bear to take another life of anything, including an animal, some even an insect.
Right, right. I was vegan for a long time, and then I recognized that was never really my philosophy. I didn't want to have a diet that existed as being opposed to things. I wanted a diet that was in favor. I studied macrobiotics and, you know, the macrobiotic philosophy was always that some fish were included. I don't love eating fish, but I've had to, you know, loosen it up a little. I don't feel the need to eat a lot of, like, muscle of other animals. But what I have gleaned watching the Zimmern show and another show called Live Free or Die, which is a National Geographic show where a variety of people truly live in the wilderness. But when I say truly, you know, they have to use cars sometimes. They still use trappings of the oil age. And they get hung up on whether, you know, they're using a nail that's made of wood or one that's made of metal. And I think you can't escape the 21st century. You might as well make it a little bit easy for yourself to survive. But, you know, you kill an animal, you have to eat its liver. And the reason you have to eat its liver is it's just full of blood and nutrients and vitamins and fat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do when you eat the...
That was a long pause. What were you thinking about?
Well, I mean, eating the liver, I just remember, you know, the liver and onions all those years ago
from
my grandpa.
Not beef liver. Yeah. These little animals, right? Yeah. Little animals that are really low in the food chain. They're not Monsanto animals. And so when you're hungry and you're out there and you have a goat or a rabbit especially, it's just got, you know, it's been eating grass and you want this concentrated nutrient bomb. So I get why the Western pricers really favor, but I still think that their love of cattle, inbred cattle, is bizarre. The Western pricers.
Well, I mean, it's somewhat adopted the ease with which they've now been kind of semi-manufactured. Even again, if they're grass-fed, it's different. But I mean, it's become the cultural phenomenon, I suppose, in the West, where we've turned cows into the everything in regards to animal proteins or whatever else that we're ingesting. There's another guy, and we're almost up on a break here, and we've got a little bit of time left to head into the weekend with you. Another guy on that, I think it's a Travel Channel, Anthony Bourdain, who's a whole different animal, if I could say it that way, that I want to talk to you about as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to talk about rabbits and quail and game animals and why we're not raising them.
All right, well, expanding food, opening up your diet, considering things you haven't considered before. We're talking with Liam Sheff here as we wrap it up on this week's broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com and liamsheff.com. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivore instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
At
30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Scott Bell Show. All right, traveling through the world of food with my good friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, who I recommended to a couple. We're not going to get into it, but a heterosexual married couple who called me and said they've been tested HIV positive. I had to deprogram them in a hurry, but that's for another time. Liam, on the food subject, if you don't mind, we can continue on the Travel Channel. We talked about Andrew Zimmer, but this other guy, Anthony Bourdain, I don't get him. He's a hard drinker, a heavy smoker. He's traveling around. What is this show about? I'm just not with that guy.
He's so tough. He's so New Jersey, and he really seems to hate everything he does. And it's tough to watch. He gets to go to these great places. The thing I love about Andrew Zimmern is that he's always pretty happy. You know, he loves, even when he'll go places and he'll have an experience and he'll say, this is awful. It's so awful. It's good. It's so strange.
Right, right. But yeah, it's even as he's doing the horrible things we've acknowledged with these animals, he's still blissfully happy about the experience he's doing or having. It's kind of strange.
Or if he hates, he's just a good communicator. And if he hates a fruit, he'll tell you why he hates it. And then he'll put it in perspective and say, he always, you know, he'll say, well, I always tell people, you can learn a lot about a culture by the fruit that it eats, and fruit is one of those dividing lines. He's pointed this out, and it's true. Like, I'm down here in South Florida, and somebody fed me a durian, and I thought, I really don't need to eat this. This tastes like an onion, and I just rather have the onion, you know?
It doesn't taste like an onion. It has the smell.
No. It does taste like it.
Maybe Vidalia.
It's full of sulfur, which is good for you.
Yes.
It's really good for you, but I'd rather have the onions, because I like onions, but
okay.
Whatever. The durian's interesting because it takes the decaying material of rainforests and turns it into fruit. So you can see that nature's rather, what's the word? It just uses what it has. Utilitarian. It just uses what it has.
Well, but Bourdain is a drinker, smoker, and he just doesn't seem, I don't know, he's angry.
He's very angry, and he seems to just constantly hate, and then he does his soliloquy, he narrates it, and he's so hard bitten, and his liver is just so curdled, and none of that would really bug me if he didn't loves hating vegetarians. And it's just one of those things. We've gotten into this before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Western pricers love to hate vegetarians. But vegetarianism is a very reasonable thing to do for parts of your life, for long periods, for fasts, for whatever you want. It's a very healthy way to be if you're low on the food chain, full of good vegetables, beans, some grains, even though people think that grain is the devil, I don't.
But like you mentioned about the cows, it depends on the grain too, the way that they've altered the grains. It's not the same as it once was. So going back in time to those, what we consider the more ancient grains, kind of going back to the integrity of food again.
Sure. Well, of course. But, you know, he loves to, and it's like these guys on the show love nothing more. What both of them love is cutting pigs apart. I've never watched guys love, like, they like to look at the leg of the pig. They say it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
They like look at a half of a pig that's been in a, like, a chamber in some Sicilian attic for 40 years. You know, I mean, it's like Freddy Kruegerville, you know, and they're like, oh,
yeah,
it's so
beautiful. Yeah, I don't appreciate that as much as they do, that's for sure.
I really don't. I mean, I love to look at a big basket of fresh vegetables and herbs and oil and nuts and seeds. And, you know, if you're going to have some meat, I suppose I would prefer that you caught some fish or a lizard. What's his name? Zimmern went to Central Florida. You know, we're both in Florida. And and they ran around, chased an armadillo, which I didn't really appreciate because the armadillo, they could have caught some fish instead. But then they caught some alligators. I can see, alligators are dangerous, and there's so many of them. I can see catching alligators. There's a lot of meat there.
Well,
snakes.
There's plenty of them. And listen, the armadillos, I just saw if it gets hit by a car, immediately the vultures are on it. The scavenger birds, and they took it, and now it's down to a carcass in one day. I saw on the road the other day.
So were Anthony Bourdain and Andrew Zimmern flying around?
Yeah, well, that's the point. I think we've become that to some degree, the scavengers, as opposed to those that recognize, you know, for survival's sake, what are the vital parts of an animal, for instance, in those situations.
I guess what I don't love about these shows is they tend to focus on animal stuff so much, and they never really go to farms.
Mm-hmm. Context, I guess, is everything.
Farms. Yeah. Let's go to some farms.
Let's grow
a little
some
organic
food. Well, listen, we got to set up some raised beds soon. We'll be moving into another place. But Liam, thanks for doing a little food tour with me on the Travel Channel as we head into the weekend. Why not?
We'll do more. I'm a cook. I've been around the world, and I hope I can help you set up some of those raised beds.
Well, that'd be awesome. All right. Well, thanks to Dr. Frank King. Thanks to Chris Barr. Check out all the archives available all over the world at robertscottbell.com. Pick up official stories from Liam Sheff, liamsheff.com. And remember, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.